From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, the long goodbye of British Prime Minister Tony Blair came one step closer to ending. Blair announced he will leave office on June 27th after more than a decade in power. In an emotional speech, the Prime Minister said 10 years was long enough for him and for the country. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
Tony Blair finally named the day for his departure today in front of an adoring audience in his home constituency in the north of England. He outlined some of his successes and admitted some of his faults with the usual mixture of humour and earnestness, frankness and optimism for which he's come to be loved or loathed in Britain. Blair was always criticised for caring too much about image over substance and focus groups over convictions, but today he made his pitch to be remembered as very much a conviction politician.
But I ask you to accept one thing. Hand on heart, I did what I thought was right. And I came into office with high hopes for Britain's future. And you know, I leave it with even higher hopes for Britain's future.
Britain, gushed Blair in a rather un-British way, is the greatest nation on earth. Certainly, he's left his mark on it, even though his pledge in 1997 to run an ethical administration has been tarnished by scandal in recent years. In his speech today, Tony Blair took credit for improving healthcare, education and law and order, just 2 days after he watched previously sworn enemies in Northern Ireland join together to form a power-sharing government. But looming over everything has been Iraq. Blair today defended his close relationship with the United States.
I decided we should stand shoulder to shoulder with our oldest ally, and I did so out of belief, and so Afghanistan, and then Iraq, the latter bitterly controversial. And for many, it simply isn't and can't be worth it. For me, I think we must see it through. It is a test of will and of belief, and we can't fail it.
Tony Blair made no mention today of his likely successor, Finance Minister Gordon Brown. Together, the two men made the Labour Party electable and then presided over a decade of unprecedented economic boom. Brown is seen by many as the polar opposite of Blair, a dour Scotsman who's much less of a communicator. But in a light-hearted moment in the House of Commons after Tony Blair's speech today, Gordon Brown showed he too could get a laugh as he announced latest employment figures.
There are, of course, 600,000 vacancies in the economy as a result of the... There's one more today, actually, as a result of announcements that have just been made. But
the long wait is nearly over for Gordon Brown, just as the long goodbye is nearly over for Tony Blair. Blair's supporters say the Labour Party and the British people themselves will miss him when he's gone. For many people, though, who say that Blair has stayed too long, there'll be relief that a date has finally been set for his departure. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.